Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 11, text number, the universal form, text number 47. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Maya Prasena Tavarjunedam, Rupam Param Darshitam Atma Yogat, Tejamayam Vishvam Ananta Adyam, Yanme Tvaranena Nidrishta Purvam, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Maya Prasanena Tavarjunedam, Rupam Param Darshitam Atma Yogat, Tejamayam Vishvam Ananta Adyam, Yanme Tvaranena Nidrishta Purvam. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Rupa Maya Prasena Tavarjanedam Rupam Param Darshitam Atma Yogat Tejo Mayam Vishvam Ananta Adyam Janme Tvaranena Nidrishta Purvam Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya prasanena tvarjanedam Rupam param darshitam atma yogat Tejo mayam vishvananta adyam Yanme tvaranena nidrishta purvam Ladies. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya Prasanena Tavarjanedam Rupam Param Darshitam Atma Yogat Tejo Mayam Vishvam Nantadyam Yanme Tvaranena Nidrishta Purvam Shri Bhagavan Uvacha The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Maya, by me, prasannena, happily, tava, unto you, Arjuna, O Arjuna, idam, this, rupam, form, param, transcendental, darshitam, shown, atma yogat, by my internal potency, teja, mayam, full of effulgence, vishvam, the entire universe, anantam, unlimited, adyam, original, yat, that which may my twat anyena besides you nidrishta purvam no one has previously seen. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of God had said, My dear Arjuna, happily have I shown you, by my internal potency, the supreme universal form within the material world. No one before you has ever seen this primal form, unlimited and full of glaring effulgence. Purport. The Lord wanted to, Arjuna wanted to see the universal form of the Supreme Lord, so Lord Krishna, out of his mercy upon his devotee Arjuna, showed his universal form full of effulgence and opulence. This form was glaring like the sun, and its many faces were rapidly changing. Krishna showed this form just to satisfy the desire of his friend Arjuna. This form was manifested by Krishna through his internal potency, which is inconceivable by human speculation. No one had seen this universal form of the Lord before Arjuna, but because the form was shown to Arjuna, other devotees in the heavenly planets and other planets in outer space could also see it. They had never seen it before, but because Arjuna, they were able to see it. In other words, all the disciplic devotees of the Lord could see the universal form which was shown to Arjuna by the mercy of Krishna. Someone has commented that this form was shown to Duryodhana also when Krishna went to Duryodhana to negotiate for peace. Unfortunately, Duryodhana did not accept the peace offer, but at that time Krishna manifested some of his universal forms. But those forms are different from this one shown to Arjuna. It's clearly said that no one had ever seen this form before. So the verse again. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya Prasena Tavarjunedam Rupam Param Darshitam Atma Yogat Tejo Mayam Vishvam Ananta Adyam Yanme Tvaranyena Nadrishta Purvam. Supreme Personality of God has said, my dear Arjuna, happily have I shown you, by my internal potency, the supreme universal form within the material world. No one before you has ever seen this primal form, unlimited and full of glaring effulgence. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vricharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Pasikatya De Siddharane. As it's mentioned here, Krishna's universal form is inconceivable. Two, anyone who's not, even Arjuna who is seeing it, it was quite bewildering. And I believe probably none of us right now can see it either. At the same time, we understand that the universal form is a display of Krishna's internal potency, but Arjuna was only able to see it because Krishna gave him the vision of the demigods. So generally speaking, Krishna's forms are eternal forms, either in the Vaikuntha planets or in Goloka Vrindavan. But this form is just a temporary manifestation suitable for the material creation. It's more or less combinations of earth, water, fire, air, and ether, and there are different manifestations in different places, in different universes. And the fact that this world that we're living in is actually the energy of Krishna, so that, more or less, is to help reassure us that we're not in some foreign place. We're not even in Slovenia. We think we're in Slovenia. But Slovenia is just some word that people carry around with them. I'm sure 100 years ago this wasn't Slovenia. Could have been Italy for all we know. Or it was, probably wasn't even in Italy. It's just some words we use to describe something that's really not the way we people imagine or conceive of it. As if you go in an airplane above this region, you see a little country marked out and there's the little sign there, Slovenia. I don't think you can tell the difference between where Slovenia begins, where Italy begins, where Austria, or any of these other countries. It's just some land, Boma, Ijadi, manifested ultimately by the internal energy of Krishna. So actually, people should be looking at the land as Krishna's land. And 5,000 years ago, when Krishna showed the universal form, at the time of Yudhisthira Maharaj, there wasn't this conception of nationalism. Even a few hundred years ago, there was no nationalism. In Europe, one king would have many different regions, sometimes, for instance, ever-changing according to what war was particularly fought, what king got some inheritance, just like Belgium was a combination of Flemish part and French part. They had nothing to do with each other, but they were merged together in some kind of kingdom. So this is all arbitrary. Actually, everything belongs to Krishna, and even the sun is not El Sol, it's not Swansa, it's not Surya, it's Krishna's energy. It's called the sun, Surya. Whatever we give it is actually Krishna's energy, manifested for a certain purpose, to give people the opportunity to live in this world, ultimately to make progress in Krishna consciousness. But because we've been so brainwashed, we actually think that there is so many different countries in the world, and there's so many other things other than Krishna, and there's so many other things that people are doing. But actually, there's only Krishna and Krishna's energies interacting in different ways, sometimes enlightening people to understand that they're actually eternal souls and liberating them. But generally, we can see that just deluding people into believing, misidentifying themselves with their gross and subtle material bodies and their different circumstances that they find themselves under. And because of that, on that basis, trying to make all kinds of arrangements in this material world to make up for what they think they lack and to try to protect what they think they have. But at the end of the game, we leave and the whole thing merges back into the elements and we start another kind of make-believe history, make-believe existence, where we struggle in a different way, in a different place, for maintaining some temporary body with some material conception of life. Just like the Druze in Italy, in Israel, they remember their past lives. They believe that the Druze are Muslims, but they believe in reincarnation. They live in different places near Israel, Lebanon, and places like that. So they believe in their last lifetime, they were actually Jews who fought the Muslims and died and came back as Muslims. Just like the Muslims who fight the Jews and think of the Jews at the time of death, they come back to Israel. And that way, as Chitraketu's son, Harsha Shoka, remembered in his last lifetime, he was an enemy of Chitraketu. And when he was fighting with Chitraketu, he fought with Chitraketu and lost. And in order to get revenge, he came back as his son, Harsha Shoka, so that he would die and make the king feel miserable. My little baby is actually my previous enemy who wants to make me feel miserable. And the way he makes me feel miserable is by dying. So our conception of the material world is a lot different from that of the Bhagavad Gita. Well, we should say, the materialistic conception of the material world is quite different from the vision that's being given in the Bhagavad Gita. Now, of course, we don't really have to see the universal form. We could probably go back to Godhead even without seeing it. But this pantheistic form of Krishna, we should also at least see this world that we're looking at before with our eyes, somehow or another in relation to Krishna. Therefore, previously Krishna in the previous chapter, especially a lot of times Krishna mentions the sun. Does anyone know in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said anything about the sun? Yadityanamaham Vishnur, Jyotisam Ravamsumam, Marachira Maratira Asmi, Nakshatranam, Aham Shashi. This is 1120, or 1020. Of the Adityas, I am Vishnu, 21. Of the Adityas, I am Vishnu of lights on the radiant sun. Of the Maruts, I am Arichi. Among the stars, I am the moon. So I am the light of the radiant sun. And here, of course, in this 11th chapter, Krishna says, if you can see hundreds and thousands of suns at once in the sky, it might resemble the effulgence of the Supreme Lord in that universal form. So when we look at the sun, we should remember Krishna. Not we look at the sun. If we hear Bhagavad Gita and assimilate the knowledge, and when we look at the sun, we'll say, oh, that's Krishna's energy. He's very kind. He's giving us his light and heat so we can maintain our existence, so we can work in Krishna consciousness here. And if we don't see like that, then what will we see? We'll see some ball and fire and think, wow, what a fantastic, we might not even think it's a fantastic accident. We just think, oh, there it goes again. There it goes again. Well, that looks pretty good. There it goes again. We'll be in the same consciousness as any frog. The frog, the sun goes. Well, there it goes again. So we'll look at the whole universe like that. Oh, there they go again. And what makes it worse is that there's so much propaganda glorifying how the mode of ignorance is progressing. So many things are happening, and you have so many different persons reporting on it, either from the so-called establishment, all the alternative news, whatever. But what they generally always overlook, some people think it's covering over, everything's all right, don't worry about it, just surrender to the government or whatever else. And others are saying the government's all bad, they're trying to exploit us, the banks are trying to exploit us. But the element of karma is never introduced. That how is it that God is allowing, first of all, there's nothing mentioned about God. They just mention there's fanatics who believe in God. And they actually fight for religious principles. Watch out for the fanatics. One may be your next door neighbor. But they never mention the element of karma, why people are receiving so many reactions. They never point out, let's change society by stopping animal killing, by stopping intoxication, by closing the gambling places, stopping exploitation of women and children. They never mention anything like that. Maybe so-called exploitation. But they never say, stop illicit sex, stop abortion. They no. We have to form society in such a way is that everyone has equal opportunity to eat as many animals as possible, take as much intoxication, make everything free, marijuana free, everything free, so people can take as much as they want, whenever they want, have as much sex with anything you can, and ultimately gambling places everywhere. Put a slot machine in your toilet so you have something to do. Don't waste a moment. So the actual cause of people's bewilderment, the cause of their becoming degraded, is never mentioned. It's just the observer. There it goes again, everything. You know, the enemy is the banks, the enemy is this, the enemy is that. The enemy is our mind and our desire to lord it over the material nature and become the enjoyers of the illusory energy. That's always missed out because they never see that this world belongs to Krishna. They never see in a relationship to Krishna. Although the sun is moving exactly in an orbit, such a wonderful creation, but for them it's just some, you know, light just moving up and down all the time. So that means that people are more or less in the consciousness of the animals, and because of that, the society is becoming degraded. And if they can see things in relation to Krishna, that at least is the beginning of trying to understand how to give some respect to the material nature. And as soon as people step back from this idea we must exploit the material nature as much as possible, then they actually gain some intelligence. Their intelligence is not just merged into the mass propaganda to exploit our senses and other people's senses to as much as possible. And all these countries that are being destroyed by earthquakes, by war, by pestilence and famine, and to understand actually it's just a product of people's sinful activities. Either presently our attempts to exploit others, or because people had exploited others in the past, they're becoming victims of exploitation or catastrophes. So to stop, as Prabhupada says, to pull the fan, means to ultimately see things in relation to Krishna and to stop simply acting on the basis of our impulses arising from our mind and senses, and to look back and see things in relation to Krishna. What would Krishna like me to do? So obviously we're not going to suddenly see this universal form and think, how can I render service to the universal form? Prabhupada said if you had to put a garland on the universal form, it would be very difficult to serve Krishna in that form. Therefore, Krishna has manifested himself in a much more accessible form, namely as the deities. So that we can put garlands on the deities, we can serve the deities, we can glorify the deities, and that way we can see how not only this temple is the deity's energy, but the whole modern world is, and ultimately the universe is the deity's energy. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Vishvambar, the Lord of the whole creation, not just this temple. Not that we're a little sect here called the Hare Krishnas, and we have some statue called Lord Chaitanya, and we claim he's the proprietor of the temple. At least we try and imagine like that. But actually, he's the Lord of the whole universe. Not only one universe, but many universes. And he's come here to accept our worship. So Arjuna, he was having quite a wonderful vision, but ultimately for us, the vision of Lord Chaitanya is much more important, especially in his forms of the deity, so we can serve him, or the holy name, so we can serve him in that form also. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Hvala. Pitanya. Yes.
The universe form is material form, but here it is said that he showed it with his internal energy.
Because Krishna only, he showed it with his internal energy. It doesn't mean it was his internal energy. It's his external energy, but he showed it with his internal energy. Just like here in this room, there are so many objects, but without the light, we can't see anything. So the light is different from the energy that we're seeing. But without the light, we can't see anything. So in one sense, though, ultimately on another platform, everything is Krishna's energy. It's just manifested in different ways. Just like electricity can be utilized to heat something or cool something. Depends how you use it. Since everything comes from Krishna, everything is spiritual. But because of our vision, we think things are material because we're covered by Krishna's illusory energy, which specifically causes us to think that there's something other than Krishna or something other than spiritual energy. So when we're enlightened by the internal energy of Krishna, then we see everything as spiritual. Brahmarpanam, Brahma Haivir, Brahmagno, Brahmahutam, Brahmanaya Vatena Gantavyam, Brahma Karma Samadhina. Person is sure to reach the spiritual kingdom because of his full contribution to spiritual activities and with the consummation of absolute and the things that are offered of the same spiritual nature. So when we become Krishna conscious, then everything we'll see is spiritual. Anything else? Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
to come to the platform of pure knowledge about Supreme Personality of God.
Means we're 100%, 24 hours a day, engaged in Krishna service without any deviation, with complete enthusiasm. Then Krishna reveals himself. As Krishna says, as we surrender to him, he rewards us accordingly. And he says, for those who are constantly devoted to service, to serving me with love, then I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. Out of compassion for them, I dwell in their heart, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness which is born of ignorance. All right, thank you very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Premanande.